Hello everyone, this is Fotografiska Tallinn's podcast, and today I have the pleasure to do it. My name is Annika Arras. I'm a partner and a friend of Fotografiska. I've been helping Fotografiska Tallinn team to build their brand awareness and knowledge about Fotografiska in Estonia well before they even opened the doors. So therefore, I'm strongly involved and also a huge fan. But today here with me is Jan Bruman, who is the founder of Fotografiska. And I'm really happy that we have a moment to have this discussion exactly 1 week before Fotografiska Tallinn's first birthday. Hello, Jan.
Hi, thank you for inviting me to this conversation.
Yeah, well, it's actually nice these days to, you know, take the time and just have a nice talk because due to this hectic 3 months I think we've all had all over the world, it has brought us to a life that we never expected before. But I guess this is also something that has affected Fotografiska.
Yeah, absolutely and totally. It has been a very hard time for Fotografiska all over. And Tallinn is now open and Stockholm is open, but New York is still closed. So it has been, as for everything else in the society, really a period of trying our best to make the business be something and try to find way to engage with people and engage with art and engage with society. It's been a couple of very strange months for all of us in the world.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it has been like this all over the world. But let's actually start with a more positive note. There is always hope. And I was thinking that let's go back 10 years first. And 10 years ago in May, Fotografiska Stockholm was open. How do you look back to that time or day now?
Yeah, it's been 10 amazing years, or even 12, I would say. The project started 2 years before the opening and has been a lot of fantastic meeting with a lot of fantastic people and an amazing amount of exhibitions, meetings with artists, meeting with followers of the artists and so on. So it has been an amazing 10 years.
But how was it? How did you actually came up with the idea, and why photography? Why not paintings or anything else?
Yeah, it started. My brother and myself started to work together 2006 in a project. We created a trade fair for photography, and then 2007 we were starting to discuss what to do next. And after a while, we came up with the idea of creating a place for photography. That's sort of our background. We come from a family which our father was a printing master and darkroom manager, and so we had photography in our home in the basement. There was a black and white darkroom, and we met all these photographers, and so we had it from our childhood, I would say. My brother worked as a photographer for many years, but I was never involved in photography after I turned 23 or something. So there was a gap there. But our passion for photography has always been there.
How has it been to do a business with brother?
It's been fantastic, of course. It's 5 years between us, so we really didn't know each other that well before we started to work together, because we have children in different periods of life and so on. So we were just brothers. But during this time of doing business together, we have learned to know each other much better and really find ways to work together. So it's been really good to work with him.
That's so nice to hear.
Yeah.
But when you started in Stockholm, did you have in mind at the very beginning that this will be something international? Or was it just, let's do something fun?
No, of course, we had an idea that if it works in Stockholm, it could work anywhere. So it's been always on our mind that we can expand this somewhere else if we want to. But then we were so busy in Stockholm for so many years just to sort of get the operation up and running, get the place where we wanted it to be like. But then after a while, we were just, okay, now we are ready to start to look into the world and see what we can do somewhere else.
So when was the moment when you kind of felt that, okay, now we are ready to go abroad? Was it like after first year or second year?
No.
How long did it take?
I think it was 4 years or so. before we were starting to see that we will have the time to start to look into other venues.
But there are like three angles when you look at the Fotografiska. Like one is, yes, photography, the art and the cultural issue. Then another matter is society and being in touch with the communities that you actually emphasize a lot. And thirdly, it's also business.
Yeah.
So which one of those comes first? Or can you even say that? Can you even differentiate those?
No, I think they all come together in one package. But of course, if you want to create a business today, you have to be relevant. That means that you have to be a part of the society. And photography is also giving you the possibility to be really a part of the society, because photography, the documentary side of photography, is really engaging and really giving us a platform to communicate in very important issues, which is important for the society in a bigger way than just in an art space. So it's I think everything belongs together, and you can't build a business today without being relevant for people in the city or in the country or wherever you do the business.
The first time I visited Fotografiska in Stockholm, I was positively shocked, because I didn't feel at all like I was in a museum. And same feeling I had in Tallinn, and I've also seen New York Fotografiska, although from outside it wasn't ready at that moment. So how did that came, that you felt like this place needs to be different from regular museums? Why?
What we wanted to create was much more of a meeting place where we can meet the photographer, we can meet our friends, we can meet ourselves. So really creating an atmosphere where you're much open to talk to each other, talk to yourself, finding a new ways to see life. And that means that we have to also include people in the experience much more. We have to make sure that kids can run around. So that means we have to have soft flooring, and we can't work too academically on the texture, because everyone should be able to go in high heels without stepping on your toes, so you don't make noise. So everything is built on this kind of inclusion part. And the lighting is the same. We are trying to give every piece of art its own space, its own room, and give you as a viewer the chance really to engage with that art piece. So it is built a little bit different than normal art museums, but it's I think the idea is still the same between our place and the others, but it's built a little bit different.
What has been the most difficult through all this process, that now when you look back at it, was it like just setting it up, or has it been the negotiations with the artists, or what has been the thing that you've struggled a lot? Because it can't be easy.
No, of course it's not easy, but it's at the same time, it has been such a joy and so much fun during this 10 years. So you try to forget, I think, about all the stuff which has been hard, but it's a big operation. We are open from 9 in the morning to 1 at night, and there's food and beverage, there's music, there's so many things going on. In Stockholm, I think there's around almost 1,000 different events every year, and it's a business open 24/7 sort of, and that's of course it's a challenge on its own, and I think that is the hardest part, to be relevant and really offer the experience we want to offer every day, 7 days a week, 363, 4 days a year. Because most of our visitors come from the first time, so it's the first experience. So we really want them to give that experience we want to give everyone. So I think that's the hardest part. And also to be relevant of the 10 years.
That also means that you can never really relax, because you need to keep up the same quality level as you always do, right?
Yeah, and the world is changing all the time, and you have to change with the world and to stay relevant. But I think that is the biggest challenge for all companies.
But provoking is also part of the DNA of Fotografiska, and it usually happens through the exhibitions where you touch on the issues that are sensitive. So you don't stop when there are sensitive issues that need to be addressed.
No.
For you personally, why do you think this is so important? for Fotografiska?
I don't know if it is, of course, important for Fotografiska, but I think it's important for us as human being also in every day in our life, try to look at different perspectives on things and try to engage in whatever kind of topic it is without forgetting about try to find a perspective on the topic. So I don't think we provoke just for provoke at Fotografiska. It is always provoking with a perspective. And so that's, I think we really need that in these days where everything is sort of black and white. We need a lot of grayscale also in our life, and we need to view things in a different way. And I hope that we can, with our exhibitions, get people to think differently, look at their everyday life in a different way when they have seen exhibition, when they have talked to their friends, when they have shared what they have seen and what they have experienced.
What was the last exhibition at Fotografiska that moved you personally deeply, where you kind of felt that, well, that's why I did this place?
I think here in Stockholm we have an Anders Petersen exhibition, which moves me a lot at the moment. But I think biggest this year has been James Nachtwey, of course, with his sort of spending almost his whole life in conflict zones and really giving us a view of what that looks like and giving us something else than our sort of very calm life here in the northern Europe, where everything is very stable, very easy, and to see that life is not like that all over the world. There's so many other ways to look at life around the world. And the James exhibition was just unbelievable. It was such a strong document of photography.
I agree you on that, absolutely. All right, but let's jump a little bit ahead and go from Stockholm to Tallinn a year ago. This, because now it's on 19th of June, it will be the first birthday of Fotografiska Tallinn. So
what? Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Mm-hmm. But now when you look back at it, so how did it first feel like when the founders of Fotografiska came to you with an idea of Tallinn, came to you with an idea that, you know, we should have this in Tallinn?
It was, of course, Tallinn was not on our map at that point. We were looking at much bigger cities. But then I went to Tallinn, I don't remember how long it was, 4 years ago or something. And I came to Teleskivi, and I was meeting the people at Teleskivi, and loved that area, loved the energy. And the building was just perfect for us, and it was just, okay, let's do it. And then it took a couple of years before they had everything in place with the financing. But it was sort of a journey we did together. And then to have the opening last year was amazing. And it was also for the first time in my life I came to something where I was not needed. I came a week before because I thought I was needed. But then I came there, and everything was so well organized. Everything was totally not there when I came, but everything came together beautifully. And it was a week where I was not needed. And that was so fun to see that everyone was so well organized, and everyone had this sort of goal of making this most beautiful place in Tallinn. It was a fantastic week.
Yeah. Do you remember the morning of the opening party when the first floor looked like there had been a war?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It was But at the same time, I've seen it so many times during these years, so I was not worried. But it was really a close call.
yeah, it was. But it turned out great, right?
Yeah, it did.
Absolutely. So now it has been a year now, and Fotografiska Tallinn has been really a success story here in Tallinn. Now the question is, how do you see it from the perspective from Stockholm, and also from the perspective of going international? Like, has Tallinn kept up the level you expect of Fotografiska? Is it here? Is it there?
Absolutely. I think the spirit of Fotografiska is 100% in what you are doing in Tallinn with the brand of Fotografiska. And the venue is amazing. When we were standing and looking at this building, we were standing on the roof without anything on it, and you could see that this is an amazing building, but it turned out much better than I expected. And what you do in the building, with everything from the exhibitions to the food to the store to the ground floor and the event side and all the activations you do, It's just you're totally 100% Podgorska.
That's cool. I'll pass on that message to the founders. I'm pretty sure they'll be happy to hear that.
I hope they will listen to this.
Let's do hope. But there was also a one notorious exhibition from Alison Jackson here that also got noticed by Tallinn City authorities, who even banned us to take one banner down. But the irony of it was that 1 month later they gave to Fotografiska Tallinn a Tourism Deed of the Year prize. So I think there lies like this kind of a nice irony, but also a good example of how colorful the society is. But have you had these kind of happenings with other exhibitions or with commercials where you've had to take something down or change something because somebody believes that it's not okay?
I don't think it ever happened in Stockholm. In New York, it's a different story. It's a lot more rules when it comes to the public spaces, how you can, what you can do and how it should look like. But I don't think it's ever anything had been stopped in Stockholm. And it was a surprise for me that it was stopped in Tallinn too. But that's how it is in some... It's just... You can't predict it. It's just happening.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it's also... It's good if it happens because then you also get noticed.
Yeah. And, but it's also putting sort of a finger on the topic in this case with Alison, with truth is dead.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it has been one of the most visited exhibition also for the during the first year. But right now there is this wonderful exhibition all over Tallinn that you can take a scooter and ride it through. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also fun because it gives a full overview of the different exhibitions that has been in Tallinn during this year. But what about New York? Now, what's happening there? And how does, I mean, New York is metropole and Tallinn is so tiny. How does it fit into the picture with the expansion plans of Fotografiska that that there's Tallinn in the middle? And I also know that you're planning some other places. Is that right?
Yeah, they're working on some other places. But I like the mixture of the small city and the big city. But, of course, our target is more on the bigger cities. And but New York is, of course, a different, totally different landscape than Tallinn and Stockholm. And it takes a much more effort to get established on that kind of market because it's so much competition on it. But we're getting there.
How was the kind of the welcome period in New York? You didn't manage to be open that long before the corona crisis hit all of us.
Yeah, but it was very well received. The venue was very well exposed in all kind of media, and it was we had the visitor was coming from day one, so it was very well received, and a lot of good media and a lot of fantastic reviews from people who were visiting the site. And I think the New York experience is fantastic. It is a house with total different possibilities because it's smaller than New York, than Stockholm and Tallinn. But it's a very high density of fantastic experiences. Everything from the exhibitions, of course, to the public area on the sixth floor where we do all the speeches and all community-driven things, and then you have the restaurant and the store and the cocktail bar, and everything is on the highest level when it comes to the experience.
Yeah, and you also have an amazing restaurant there because, I mean, good food and sustainable food is also part of the concept of Fotografiska. Can you tell a little bit about the restaurant there? Because it's also an interesting background.
Yeah, the building is a little bit different because it's on Park Avenue and 22nd Street, so it's in the middle of the heart of New York, and it's a landmark building, which is a little bit more than 120 years old, and it is a beautiful building. So the restaurant has big windows facing Park Avenue and 22nd Street, and the design was done by Roman and Williams, and it's a very romantic cafe-style European restaurant. And the menu is based out of European kitchens, and then it's a New York twist on it. So it's done by restaurateur called Steven Starr, which is one of the best restaurateurs in the U.S. And so they have created a fantastic team, fantastic food, great wine list, great experience, great service.
If you'd have to describe who is the visitor of Fotografiska, then what would it be? Who is he or she?
I think I can just speak from Stockholm view because I don't know 100% the guest in the other venues, but I think in Stockholm you will see any kind of person, any kind of gender, age as a visitor, as a guest. We try to build Fotografiska around the people who live in the city, try to build it around that urban person, and try to create a place where people in the city really feels it's their sort of second home, it's their home away from home. So but it comes back again to the inclusion part and everything, that it is a place where you should feel that you are allowed to be yourself and be a part of the experience. So it's not more complicated than that. It's really try to our best in offer a place where people really can just engage in their friends and family or with the art and or with the food and drinks. And it's not more complicated than that.
That's nice. What do you think, what kind of photography genre is moving up in the world? Like what is it about today? What's becoming more and more popular, or what is it that people want to see?
It's hard to say. I think all youngers has its own audience, but I think what we can see in the photography world, and we've seen it for a couple of years now, is that the stage photography in the art world is winning a lot of land. I think that is one trend we can see, that stage photography is getting bigger and bigger. And we also show a lot more stage photography these days than we did in the past. And we can see that also the situation for documentary photographers is harder today than it was 10 years ago. Everything from insurance and also having assignment from the traditional industry. And still, there's so much fantastic photography produced every year in the world.
Is there anyone, any author you want to get to Fotografiska but you haven't yet managed to do so?
Yeah, there are some, but I will not say who, but of course there's some photographer where we haven't been able to create an exhibition so far because of timing or whatever it is, but there's so much great photography around, so we have always new angles and new ways to show photography.
That's really comforting to hear that if you say that there is still so much to see and find out, then after all these 10 years you've already done Fotografiska, then it gives hope that there's something great ahead of us. Let's talk a little bit about also the business model of Fotografiska, because it's quite common that most of the museums or exhibition places all over the world, they're in a way subsidized or state-owned. And also pretty close places, so that there are... I don't know any other place that you can go in at midnight as you can go to Fotografiska. So how fast did you prove to yourself that this can be privately owned and profitable when you started?
For us, that was a must, because we, both my brother and myself, we come from a more entrepreneurial background. So we have never worked in the art community before. And also we wanted to create our own freedom to do whatever we wanted to do. And that for us meant that we had to make our own earning. And also to be free, you have to make money on the bottom line. So you have money to invest into back to the business and to do the things you really want to do. So for us, it was never a question of how we should run it. It was always, we have to make it as a business. We have to make it profitable so we can continue to make the place better, make the experience better. So it was never a question for us to do it some other way.
So, and you proved it quite fast that, yes, it is possible.
Yeah, in Stockholm it was quite fast, yeah.
That's an amazing story in a way that I believe every businessman would want to have an idea and kick off and prove immediately that, yes, this can be profitable.
Yeah.
How How difficult it is actually to negotiate with the authors, because it's definitely not easy. You also need to make sure you keep the business profitable. Yet probably the world top photographers also ask quite high fees for their exhibitions. So and this is probably the area that publicly there is not much knowledge about. These are always one-on-one discussions and negotiations. So how difficult that actually is to come to an agreement on such issues?
I haven't been involved in that for 10 years, so I don't really know. But I think everyone is so determined to make a fantastic experience for our guests, both on the photographer's side, the agent, the publisher, whoever is involved, and our team. So I think everyone is so focused on making a great experience or whatever we do together. So we will always find ways where everyone is happy.
What has amazed me is that every time there is a new exhibition opening, the authors, the photographers, they will come and they are present when it's opened. And I'd say that's amazing, because this brings so much more value, and they can really bring their own stories that are behind those photos.
And we really want to be a part of telling their stories, because there's so many great stories behind everything we show. And we really need the audience to be part of these stories and really have the chance to understand what the photographer has been doing for that. They can have, it could be a project which has been going on for 10 years, and you think it's something done in a couple of months or so, but it's so long projects.
And this is also something that helps to kind of build the empathy between those exhibitions and the people who are watching it, because it helps them to understand better what's on that.
Yeah.
And that's also one of the, again, one of the values of Fotografiska. That's great. What do you think the world lacks of today the most?
What the world
lacks of? Yeah. What do we need? What do we need to do so that the world would be a better place? Because this is one of the also the vision of Fotografiska, to make a world better place, to inspire a more conscious world.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it is perspective, that trying to see things in different angles and try to understand the questions in a little bit deeper way. There's so much black and white today. There's and social media sort of empowering that it's so easy to make your noise heard. And it's very often it's getting very black and white. And I think perspective is a very, very important part of what we have to have more of. But I think also empathy is very important to embrace. There's no easy way. It's no easy cure.
What would happen if tomorrow there would be no Fotografiska? What would the world start missing?
First of all, a fantastic place where you really can grow as a person and find ways to really engage with yourself and your friends and the art. But of course, Fotografiska is not the center of the world. It is a very fun part of the world. But nobody will write to the prime minister and ask them to get it back. that will not happen. But of course, I would miss it totally. And I think a lot of people would. But I think this we need these kind of places where we really can just engage with our feelings and our friends.
But if you think of the photographers who have the ability to present their art and work at Fotografiska, what would they lack of in such situation? Is there any substitute in the world that would even be close to the model that you have, which focuses only on photography?
There's a lot of fantastic places around the world which is doing a great job for photography. Fotografiska is a little bit different when it comes to the business model. And it's a little bit more accessible because of the opening hours and everything. And it's a full experience with the food and beverage side and probably a bigger shop and so on. But there's a lot of good places around the world, from the smaller galleries to the bigger places like Sea of Berlin or Foam in Amsterdam or ICP in New York. So there's a lot of places around the world for photography, that's for sure. And I think we all complement each other.
Yeah, absolutely. So what have been the biggest lessons learned from the past 3 months of the corona pandemic period that Fotografiska has learned, or you yourself?
I think never take anything for granted. Never. So, and also, of course, try to be in the moment as a person. Try to be in the moment. Really appreciate what you have around you, what you have around you, your family, your friends, and so on. And because this has been a scary time for all of us, and for a place like Fotografiska and all others, which is sort of in this kind of business, has just realized that we have to have some backup. So we can survive in this kind of times, and that's mostly, of course, financially then.
True that. And what would be your wish or recommendations to the founders of Fotografiska Tallinn right before their first birthday? What would you like to tell them now you can do it publicly?
I think keep up what you do, and I think the first year is still a year where you learn every day, when you try new things, and when you're really curious. And I think to keep that curiosity is the most important part, to really continue to change and make sure that all the guests which comes to the building has this amazing experience which they have had the first year. It is much easier in the beginning. It's much harder year 3, 4, 5 to still every day when you come to work look into it and see what can be changed today.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a good moment to end our talk today. And there's only one thing I want to know: when we will see you at the Fotografiska Tallinn's terrace to have a drink with us.
I will be there as soon as there's a possibility to come back. I really miss Tallinn, and I really miss the whole team. And I'm really looking forward to come over and see you all.
All right. Then let's hope the world remains healthy and governments will manage to solve this mess we are in so we can have you in Tallinn really soon.
Thank you.
Yes.
See you soon.
Thank you, Jan.
Thank you.